know, we're not hard to find. We're here in Dodgeville, Wisconsin at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, their lights are on again, Phil. It's fantastic. It's unbelievable. Another day. Anyhow, they're great people, too. They're there. So we're open from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And if you give us a holler at 935-2751, you'll get a chance to chat with any of our employees because they're very personable. That's important. Go to www.MuellerRental.com. That's our internet site. You'll see all kinds of specials. Go to Craigslist on the left-hand side. Punch in Mueller, and you will see our specials, especially unused. Key here is contact us, come see us, whatever it takes. But come here, and I think you're going to find out that we really care about you. And we want to earn your business, and we want you to keep coming back.
Car or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle. New Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden travels to the Southwest today, where he will formally apologize to the indigenous community for the federal government's role in operating Native American boarding schools. Thousands of children were taken from their parents and put into those schools. Many were abused. Hundreds died. Counting down the days until the election, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris both in Texas. She appears with Beyonce in Houston. He'll be on the Joe Rogan podcast in Austin. New report today about Elon Musk.
Musk has emerged as a major Trump supporter, and now a new report claims Musk and Russian President Vladimir Putin have been in contact since 2022. The Wall Street Journal says the discussions touch on personal topics, business and geopolitical tensions. Musk has not commented on the report. Any ties with Putin could come into question if Musk ends up playing a role in a Trump administration.
ABC's Perry Russum. Eric and Lyle Menendez could get out of prison soon. Los Angeles DA George Gascon recommending resentencing for the brothers. This is ABC News. Police in Detroit say a recently installed statue honoring a local Tuskegee airman has been stolen from Rouge Park. Earlier this year, the statue of Jackie Robinson was also stolen from a public park. In Colorado, a new legal battle over elephant equity.
Activists with the Non-Human Rights Project are suing the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, claiming five elephants in captivity are being unlawfully imprisoned and should be protected by habeas corpus, meaning they should not be held captive without legal justification. The zoo, fighting back, saying one requirement of habeas corpus is that the benefiting party will go free. Our elephants cannot go free because they cannot survive without human care.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. In Los Angeles tonight, a lot of sports and a lot of traffic. The Dodgers face the Yankees in Game 1 of the World Series. The Lakers will be hosting the Phoenix Suns. The USC Trojans play Rutgers, and there's an East LA Classic football game as well. This is ABC News.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital slash clinic has the Prescription Center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-thru, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. We do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick the correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
39 at WRCO FM in Richland Center. It is now 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. We'll check forecast details and get you ready for the weekend coming up.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast. forecast calls for a high in the low 60s with sunshine, a bit breezy, northwest winds at 7 to 17, lots of stars and chilly, a low of 30 tonight, Saturday 55 with seasonally cool conditions, Saturday night a low of 31, plenty of sunshine Sunday and 62. Last night, 28 one-hundredths of an inch of rain fell. Yeah, it would have been nice if it was more, but I guess it did settle the dust, right? 49-degree reading at midnight. We're down to our overnight low so far. It is 39 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge as we get set for today in southwest Wisconsin. 10 after 7, here's Parker McCallum. Good morning from WRCO Radio. It was a nice game last night on the air. Really enjoyed a five-set match for Richland Center and Luther. We'll have high school football on the radio tonight. Of course, Green Bay Packer football on Sunday here on WRCO as well. Playoff football tonight, Ithaca doing battle against Randolph at home. That's our featured Friday night broadcast. On WRCE tomorrow night, the Badgers and Penn State for the Badger homecoming game. So some big games coming up. Lots of entertainment this week. Didn't I make you? on WRCO, WRCE. We have some great tunes and lots of fun stuff. And then there's Henry Bray. He's coming up here in a little bit. Plus birthdays and anniversaries for Friday, the 25th of October. Lots of opportunities for you to be scared and have some fun this weekend.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. Our new store at 930 Sexonville Road is great. We have room, windows, and the same friendly people. Thank you to all who have continued to allow us to care for you. Please remember to check when you register with your provider that the Prescription Center is your preferred pharmacy. At our new location, we are now able to be pet friendly. If you are riding with your pet, please bring them in. We would love to meet them. It is Part D time again. There are lots of changes this year. Large increases in deductibles, the ability for your Part D plan to cover your copays, so January is not so expensive, and changes to cover drugs. It is important that you check your coverage for next year. We will do that for free. We have our drive-up in place, so pull up to the door and call 647-8806. Paul will run or walk your prescription and pet treats out. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
WRCO has been very fortunate over the years to have the local business community support us and keep us on the air. This WRCO History Moment is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace. We look back at some of the past supporters of WRCO.
Wilson Supermarket, your red and white community store since 1924, thanks you for your patronage this past year. You'll find quality and everyday low prices on every shelf, with savings on red and white foods and other national brands.
Rouse Cups, headquarters for hardware, reliability beyond compare. See Rouse Cups, true value hardware life, where a proven brand and experience combine. Rouse Cups, true value store.
Felix's Clothing, for men and women. Felix
Lisa's clothing, you will be back again.
Hi, I'm Nick Harlan.
This WRCO History Moment has been sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning again, Philip. How are you, young man?
Not so bad there, buddy.
So, we had some comments about our Chicken Ridge ad, young man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Who's the other hillbilly in there? I said, oh, Henry's just a fake hillbilly.
Yeah, right.
I go, yeah, because Phil is really a hillbilly.
Yeah, yeah. He is. Yeah. Well, I'm a flatlander, but yeah. Didn't have any hills on our farm.
Well, a landbilly.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, it was nice compliments from you with the accent. Nice job.
Oh, well, thank you. Some things to celebrate today. Let's see here. It's Bandana Day. It's Frankenstein Day. It's Greasy Foods Day. You celebrate that every day.
Every day.
Yep. Yep. It is, Pasta Day, too.
And, I like pasta. I love spaghetti.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Pizza Maker's Day. Sourest Day. Do you like Sour Patch Kids? Do you buy those?
No, I don't. No. Do you like them?
Well, not really, but sometimes, you know, the grandkid will give me.
Grandkids, yeah. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And it's National Breadstick Day.
Ooh, love those breadsticks.
Yeah. Now, when I think of breadsticks, I'm thinking about the old hard ones you'd get on the salad bar.
Yes.
You know, those.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And, you know, those were pretty good,
cheese
though.
Dip. You know, yes. You'd open it up in the wrapper and stick it in the cheese dip, and that's a breadstick.
That's a breadstick. Yeah, those are pretty good.
They are.
And now sometimes you can actually get those, I think, at, where was I at? Or my dad was telling me, because we actually talked about this, I don't know, a couple months ago, about, I think it's at the Olive Garden. You can get the really bitty ones.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so, but I'm not a big Olive Garden fan.
Oh, no. I like their salad and soup.
At one time I ordered I was down in Arkansas, and they took me to Olive Garden, and I ordered a hamburger.
Do they have it?
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They said they had to move some stuff to get it, but they go, they haven't had a hamburger ordered since a kid was in here. Give me a hand.
Are. Oh, well, and then we missed this yesterday, but we were out getting ready for Boo at the Barn at Tiny Acres Farm. Yesterday was actually National Kangaroo Day.
Really?
And there we were, Remy and Rooster.
Remy and Rooster.
Right there. We're hanging with them yesterday.
Yeah, I tell you what, if you haven't been to Tiny Acres, Sunday is your time to go.
Boo at the Barn.
I tell you what, you talk about some neat stuff out there. Jenny and the gang have it all going figured out there.
Oh, they do.
But it's really, really neat.
Think about that's going on Sunday, but then, you know, the Haunted Warehouse tonight.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have the walk at Kroska Park as well. Mm-hmm. They'll be doing that. They do that every year. And also Pumpkin Fest, of course, continues. And then lots of scary things. The Simons Recreation Complex will be putting on their pool party mm-hmm. tomorrow for kids. Chicken Ridge Farm, I know that we've talked about that as well.
That's their last day of Sunday.
So, yep.
But so, you know what? A lot of things to do this weekend.
Absolutely.
Lots of things to do. And tomorrow night, you have two choices. If you're rooting for Center or Ithaca, you know what?
Yeah.
Volleyball championships tomorrow, regional championships.
Both.
Football tonight.
Football tonight. Yes, exactly. Ithaca's in the playoffs, so is mm-hmm. Richland Center tonight and for football. Ithaca and Richland Center both in the volleyball tournament tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of other area schools, too. But for Ithaca, I don't know if they've ever been to a volleyball regional championship. That's something.
Really?
I don't know if they have. Because it was the first conference championship for volleyball. And They got a win, so they're into the championship tomorrow night.
Can't beat that.
Yeah.
I mean, good stuff. Good stuff happened in our area. And so, and you got to give kudos to these athletes. Boy, what a lot of people don't understand, when you have small schools like Ithaca and Richland Center, there a lot of them are three-sport athletes.
Oh, sure.
And when summer rolls around, they barely have time for a summer because they're in three sports all summer long. And they're getting pulled all different ways. Mm-hmm. They work really, really hard to improve their game. And as a team, I mean, hands off to these kids. I mean,
yep, throw in the weight room.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's all part of it. You got basketball going, and you got baseball going, you got softball going. You got 7-on-7 going for football, you know, all the time. Volleyball going. I mean, it's all the time. These kids get pulled all different ways all the time. So kudos to them for continuing to work hard and striving to meet their goals. So
yeah.
A lot of people don't understand the work that some of these kids go through to get to the point where they're at. So kudos to them.
And then hats off to everybody involved in the arts. A lot of various schools are putting on fall productions. Yes. I know Grease is going on at Richland Center, and if you look at the cast of Grease at Richland Center, you're going to see a lot of the same students that are student athletes. And
yep.
It's all learning about time management.
Yep, and it is.
They're working hard at that.
They are. And if they want some grease, they can come get it out of my hair.
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
You know, my shower's tomorrow, Phil.
Oh, yeah, once a week or a month or whatever it is.
Week. Uh-huh. Summertime, it's still considered summer, so it's once a week now. Yeah.
With a bucket?
Whatever.
In your front yard in Bosqueville?
What backyard?
Yep. Oh, backyard.
Okay. Please spend them over the backyard.
Okay.
I got a couple dumb criminals for you.
Really?
Yeah. A 12-year-old boy admittedly denying having a stolen iPhone when questioned by the police at his home. And then the iPhone rang in his closet. Okay, yes, he says, I stole that. But for the BlackBerry, he was accused of stealing. He said, I had no idea where that is. And guess what rang?
That,
the BlackBerry. So
they still have those?
This was a while back.
Oh, okay.
But so you can actually get a BlackBerry-style phone.
Can you really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A good Samaritan noticed an elderly man being robbed. So he jumped in and punched the thief. The thief was so upset, he called the police.
This guy hit me.
Oh, my God.
I believe it.
So don't you hate it when you suffer a heart attack, Phil? Or at least thinking you're suffering a heart attack. A man thought he was suffering a heart attack and thought he was going to die. And so he confesses to a 17-year-old murder that was unsolved. And then to find out, you've only had heartburn.
Yeah.
That's no lie.
It's only gas.
Yeah, heartburn can get you burned, Phil.
So remember that.
Yes. Do you ever have heartburn?
Yes, I do. I have.
I do, too. Mm-hmm. I do, too. I suffer with it because of the foods and the grease that I eat.
The greasy foods day you're celebrating.
Like last night, you know, I get home. I made biscuits and gravy, eggs, homemade gravy, sausage in it.
Yeah?
Oh.
Sounds good. But what time did you eat that?
About 8. I was listening to you on the ball game.
Okay. Yeah. So the key is you're supposed to not eat 2 hours before you go to bed.
I did.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Because I just laid in bed to probably 11. I just couldn't fall asleep, so.
Sure.
You know, it's just, you ever have those nights?
Oh, once in a while, but, you know, when you're really tired. Sometimes I don't have those nights.
Really?
Right. I've been sleeping pretty well. This is good sleeping weather.
Oh, open the window and go on.
You betcha.
So anyway, what are you doing this weekend besides working?
Football tonight, volleyball tomorrow night.
Those were the days tomorrow?
Some oldies tomorrow night afterwards.
Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe a nappy. I told June, I said, this is my nappy. We've had stuff going on every weekend, you know. So, you know. Don't put anything on the honey-do list for Saturday or Sunday.
But I thought maybe me and you could get together and do something for Sunday like we did last Sunday.
Well, if you want, okay.
I mean, I just want to make sure that you sweat.
Yeah. I'm a good manager and delegator, though.
You did a nice job.
Yeah, I'll sit in the shade.
My back still hurts.
Tell you what to do.
You're a good man. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Go out and support your local athletes. Go out and support these local businesses who count on us and enjoy having them in the area. Be kind, Phil.
Absolutely. That was Hank Bray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Attention meat lovers, Richland Locker and Richland Center is having a big New York sale you won't want to miss. Get a whole New York in the bag for just $6.98 a pound. Need steaks for the family? Grab family pack steaks at only $8.48 a pound. Enjoy Kretschmeyer off-the-bone honey ham for just $6.48 a pound and sliced provolone cheese for just $4.98 a pound. Plus, it's the stock-up sale on 1.75 liters of Korbel brandy for just $22.99 each or after mail-in rebate, just $20.99. Visit the Richland Locker today and take advantage of these unbeatable prices. Quality meats and great deals await you.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from, and building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them opened? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
This day in 1962, author John Steinbeck was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature. In 1964, the Rolling Stones made their first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show. So many people complained that Sullivan said he'd never invite them back, but they made another appearance in 1965, and in fact, wound up being on many more times than the Beatles did. 1986, in Game 6 of the World Series, the Mets rallied for three runs with two outs in the 10th, defeating the Red Sox 6-5, forcing a seventh game. The tie-breaking run scored on Boston's first baseman Bill Buckner's error on Mookie Wilson's slow grounder. A notorious moment in baseball history this day in 1986. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men's size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, high-tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes today on the 25th of October to Ella Moan from Richland Center Primary School. Sharon Schmitz from the Loving Pup Crisco. Have a great day, Briscoe Anderson from Grandma Sue. Birthday blessings, Ben Blado from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. Sally Van Wert, have a great day from Park Street Christian Church. And Shelley Roan from Park Street, have a great day. Also, they'd like to salute Alex Hofer. Happy wishes to Katie Falk from St. Luke Lutheran Church. Kendall Salisbury from Mom, Dad, Liam, Fulton, and Mavelin. Have a great day, Kendall, from Grandpa Steve and Grandma Ellen. And a happy birthday wish to Kendall Salisbury from St. Mary's School. To Stephanie Worthington from Grant, Morgan, Brooklyn, and Danielle. Have a great day on your special day. Happy birthday, Will Schaefer from Mom and Melanie. Debbie Richards. Have a great day from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. To Kathy Van Landite from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Happy birthday anniversary greetings from Richland Center United Methodist Church to Cheryl Johnson, David Pulvermacher, and Stephanie Worthington. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Malcolm McCleary and Stephanie Worthington. And Lilla Willa Birthday Club saying happy birthday to James Golaxon and to Mike Mudflap Slaney. Happy wishes today from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Benjamin Blado, Wes Clevin, Sean McNabb, and Odo Dytel. Have a great day from the RC Lions to Alec McDonald, Darren Bradley, Kendall Joe Salisbury, Sharon Schmitz, and Stephanie McCarthy Worthington. Here's wishing the best to Stephanie from David and Kelly. Happy birthday today to Colleen Schrader. A very happy birthday. If you happen to see her on the pickleball court playing cards at the Senior Center or just downtown, wish her a happy 70th birthday today. Love you from Rod. Happy birthday wishes to Betty Emerson, turning 94 years young this week, from Deanna. Happy anniversary to Fritz and Sue Stibbe from Richland Senior Citizens. And also to Fritz and Sue, congratulations from Ash Creek United Methodist Church.
Antique, estate, pre-owned jewelry is the hottest trend in today's jewelry. Not only is J.J. Walsh Jewelers and Richland Center strong buyers of used jewelry, we have purchased a huge collection of estate pieces that are for sale every day. But since this has been such a hot category for us, this year we're bringing in a traveling estate jewelry show. Saturday, November 9th, we're hosting the nationally known Singer Estate Collection. They'll have hundreds of amazing pieces, including items owned by Elvis, Elizabeth Taylor, and more, and everything is for sale. Art Deco, Edwardian, Vintage, Art Nouveau, Mid-Century, and other styles for every taste. November 9th, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Happy Friday. Happy birthday to Betty Emerson from Phyllis today as well. Hope you're having a great day. 39 in Richland Center. Here's one for our couples celebrating today.
I've been throwing horseshoes over my left shoulder. I've spent most all my life searching for that four-leaf clover. Yet you run with me, chasing my rainbows. Honey, I love you too. That's the way love goes. That's the way love goes, babe. That's the music God.
This is Phil Nee. I wish you a wonderful Friday. Thanks for joining us and supporting local radio.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. Good morning. It is 40 degrees in Richland Center, 745. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Clouds giving way to sunshine today, a bit breezy with a high of 61 and northwest winds 7 to 17 miles per hour. Tonight, lots of stars and chilly with a low of 32. In Richland Center, after a low of 38, it's 40 degrees.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg is scheduled to visit Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac Saturday to rally for Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Buttigieg will meet with voters and encourage early voting, which began Tuesday. His visits will focus on issues important to the Harris-Walz ticket, such as lowering cost and protecting reproductive freedoms. A Republican state senator says he's not voting for Donald Trump. In a radio interview on Thursday, State Senator Rob Cowles of Green Bay said his vote for Kamala Harris marks the first time he's ever voted for a Democrat for president. Cowles has decades of service in the Wisconsin legislature and is currently the longest-serving state senator. The Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation is giving $160 million in total to the university, with $15 million of that going to AI research. Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin says the award will help UW-Madison lead the way in shaping AI's role in our future. The grant will also help speed up hiring of 120 to 150 new faculty over 3 to 5 years, help fund cutting-edge tech, bolster research staff, and provide startup costs. Wharf has been awarding grant money to the university since 1925, and this year's total is larger than last year's grant of roughly $134 million. Wisconsin and South Dakota-based healthcare systems plan to merge. Marshfield Clinic Health System and Sanford Health, based in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, announced Wednesday they plan to merge. The joint press release said the integration of the two health systems aimed to improve patient care with new technology, research, and training. The merger is expected by the end of the year, subject to regulatory approval and closing conditions, the company said. A big donation from a Southwest Wisconsin festival, La Crosse's Oktoberfest USA, donated $142,000 Thursday to a number of community groups. The list includes Big Brothers, Big Sisters, La Crescent Animal Rescue, local youth soccer, and a community church. The group donates its proceeds to community groups every year. The Green Bay Packers have agreed to offer the city of Green Bay the money it wants in an extended lease for Lambeau Field. That move came after all 12 city council members on Wednesday voiced their support for Mayor Eric Genrich in negotiations with the team. Council President Brian Johnson said Genrich was not being an obstructionist, but was sticking up for what's right for taxpayers by requesting things that are completely appropriate in a lease agreement. Following the press conference, the Packers offered rent with an annual escalator of 2.75% for 30 years, starting at about $1 million. In return, other provisions of the lease would remain in place, including the continued existence of the stadium district. The team said it would invest $1.5 billion in the stadium, and taxpayers would not be obligated to pay for that. The American Red Cross encourages you to give the gift of life by making a blood donation soon to help keep the blood supply stable. Two blood drives will be held today from 10 to 3 at Grace Lutheran Church in Dodgeville and from noon to 5 at St. Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland. Appointments are appreciated by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. The 80 German warehouse will be the site of the haunted warehouse tonight and tomorrow night. A small scare with the lights on will be held from 5:30 to 6:30 to allow the younger audience and their guardians to experience the haunted warehouse. The No Mercy scare is the adult version of the haunted warehouse with all the lights turned off. It will be held from 7 to 9:30. Groups of 8 people will enter the building promptly every 5 minutes. Your group number will be announced and your group will immediately head over to the warehouse. Only participants will be able to enter with their group number. Smaller groups will be added together to make a group of 8. If your group is larger than 8, be expected to be separated into 2 groups. Absolutely no cell phones or other devices will be allowed to be taken into the attraction. For safety reasons, it is important that everyone understands the rules before entering the attraction. Go to the Eventbrite webpage to view the rules. The haunted warehouse will be held tonight and tomorrow night at the 80 German Warehouse. Tickets will be available on a first-come, first-served basis for purchase next door in the 1912 building. Tickets for the small scare are priced at $10 per child and $15 per guardian. Tickets for the No Mercy Scare are priced at $15 per person. Payments may be made by cash or card. Credit card fees apply. National Drug Take-Back Day is Saturday. The Wisconsin Department of Justice coordinates the effort to provide a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposal of prescription medications while also educating the public about the potential for abuse of these medications. Local law enforcement is working with community partners to host drug take-back sites in Grant, Richland, and Sauk counties. The Grant County Sheriff's Office will get an early start on National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Grant County will hold a collection today between the hours of 9 and 11:30 at Grant County Elderfest, located at the Grant County Fairgrounds Youth and Ag Building in Lancaster. The Richland Center Police Department will be hosting a local Drug Take-Back Day event Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Richland Center Police Department. If you are unable to attend Drug Take-Back Day, permanent drop boxes to dispose of unwanted medications properly are located at the Richland Center Municipal Building, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Center Pharmacy, and the Viola Village Hall. Local law enforcement is working with community partners to host three drug take-back sites in Sauk County, the Sauk Prairie Police Department from 9 to noon, and the Spring Green Police Department and Plain Municipal Office, both from 10 to 2. For Sauk County residents that cannot attend Drug Take-Back Day tomorrow, medications can be dropped off at year-round drug take-back sites at the Ho-Chunk Nation House of Wellness, the Sauk County Sheriff's Department, and police departments in Lake Delton, Reedsburg, Sauk Prairie, Spring Green, and Wisconsin Dells. Accepted items include any prescription or over-the-counter medication, including capsules, creams, inhalers, non-aerosol sprays, ointments, patches, pills, vials, and liquids in original containers and vapes with removable batteries. Not accepted are aerosol cans, anything containing blood or bodily fluids, batteries, cosmetics, eyeglasses, household hazardous waste, iodine containing medications, thermometers, personal care products, vapes and e-cigarettes with built-in batteries. All accepted items must be in sealed containers or Ziploc bags. For security, people are encouraged to block out their names and other personal information listed on a prescription label with a marker. Simon's Recreation Complex in Richland Center will host a Halloween pool party Saturday. Enjoy music, popcorn, food and refreshments, swimming, and the new pool inflatables. Kyle Ewing is the assistant director at Simon's.
They're kind of like obstacles where you can climb. I mean, they've got hundreds, if not thousands, of options of different things you can choose and pick from to buy. And, I mean, you can jump off. One of them is like about 4 or 5 feet in the air, so you can jump off and jump in the water from there. It's actually called a subway, so it's got like a top dome where you can climb on top, jump off, but you can also be underneath while people are climbing on top.
The public is invited to attend the Halloween party at Simon's this Saturday from 2 to 5. Cost of admission is free for members and $5 for non-members. There were two Fonzies in Milwaukee on Wednesday. Actor Henry Winkler, best known for his role as Arthur Fonzarelli on Happy Days, was in Milwaukee for a book tour and just had to make a stop at the statue erected in his honor. The bronze Fonz has been on the Riverwalk in Milwaukee since 2008 and is a beloved local fixture and frequent selfie spot.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Friday, October 25th. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau, died October 7th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau. Dale J. Olson, 50, of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Advent Christian Church, Laval. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials are preferred in lieu of flowers. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family with arrangements for Dale J. Olson, 50, of Reedsburg. Carter Matthew Hies, 20, of Rural Hill Point, died suddenly Monday from injuries received in an automobile accident near Bear Valley. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 1 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the family. Carter Matthew Hies, 20, of Rural Hill Point. Tina Marie Main, 63, of Boscobel, died Tuesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A gathering of family and friends will be held Tuesday from 4 until 7 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held Wednesday at 10 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tina Marie Main, 63, of Boscobel. Daniel A. Fredericks, 59, of Muscadet, died October 16th after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be sent to Dan's sister, Catherine Bloom. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Daniel A. Fredericks, 59, of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Joe and Olivia Price had a son, John Russell.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by The Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Press.